Hello and welcome to Radio Prague International, the external service of Czech Radio. In today's Saturday show, we will listen to an interview between our expat contributor Kevin Liu and Loretta Lau, who is the director of NGO Day, a part-time gallery, cafe and community space in Prague 7. The self-proclaimed arts district of Prague 7 is filled with trendy cafes and hipster bars crammed next to family-owned businesses and traditional hospody or pubs. Residents spread across the regions of Holešovice and Letná are a diverse mix of international students, young professionals, generational households, freelancers and aspiring artists or designers. It's never a dull moment in what the Guardian newspaper has listed as one of Europe's coolest neighbourhoods. Within an interior house block not far from Letná Park, a former metalworking workshop has been converted into an unlikely art gallery and cafe. However, in one short year, NGO Day has become much more than a gallery. It has become a multicultural space for intersectionality and community, a vibrant hub for meeting people, political activism and educational workshops, a live music venue and even a refugee shelter. Founded by two artists from Hong Kong in cooperation with a Czech colleague, the name, NGO Day, is taken from the Cantonese meaning of us or our land. It also serves as a bilingual pun. Ngo in Cantonese means I or me, but of course it is also spelt NGO, so it can be read as non-governmental organization. For the growing Hong Kong diaspora, times are looking dire. Building networks abroad and sharing their stories of life in Hong Kong are the least that they can do to stay connected and build solidarity. It's in that context that Loretta Lau found herself as director of NGO Day. As an art and education student, she'd always heard about the romantic city of Prague, but never thought that she would study in the Czech capital, let alone live here. Yet here she is, building a legacy that carries the spirit of Hong Kong into the unlikeliest of corners of Prague 7. Radio Prague International's expat contributor Kevin Liu spoke with Loretta during a busy afternoon at NGO Day about her experience as an artist in Europe, what it means to be a Hong Konger in the 21st century, and about the surprising spiritual affinity that Václav Havel represents for her homeland.
So the first thing is I'm a performance artist here in Czech Republic. I'm based here and I'm a Hong Konger. And the second thing that is I'm a director of All Day, NGO Day. I've been here for 4 years and I was originally studying my master's degree here in Prague and also in the NGO Day. That's we started to work with a lot of people and then I started to knowing quite a lot of things in the art scenes in Prague and it's very dynamic, I would say. People get used to join some cultural and art events, and then so I think for me that to be here in Czech Republic is quite a miracle, I would say.
And what had you heard about Prague before moving here?
Well, this is very interesting. I majorly knowing that it's the most beautiful city of the whole world. I think Prague is when I was in my university as a student helper, and I was actually working in a library of art in the education university in Hong Kong, and it was very lovely. The librarian once told me, "Hey, Loretta, have you ever hear a place called Prague and in the Czech Republic?" And then he said that it's the most beautiful place, and you have to visit one day in your life. And then I think 5-6 years ago was the first time I've been here with my ex-boyfriend, and we were even here probably finding a wedding ring here. Oh. it was a very funny story. Then of course we broke up, and then I started to wanted to find a place, to start again my artistic career, because when I was in Hong Kong that I was a art teacher in high school for 7 years, and then because of the education system that's really kind of I don't really see my students, eventually they would like to become an artist, and then they just kind of losing their creativity, they just don't really enjoy, you know, the atmosphere to be an artist in Hong Kong, because that's it's kind of like a loser. It sounds like a loser. I mean, when I was very young, that I always like fancying that I shall become an artist like one day. And so I would say I quit my job as a teacher in Hong Kong, and then I came here to find my dream, let's say.
You have this space now, Ngo Day, NGO Day.
Yeah.
Can you explain it? What's the mission here?
Yeah. So it was also a very interesting situation, because since the movement started, or like even like 5 days before the movement started, I devoted myself to work on political performance. The first performance that I did was in docks. So I shaved my hair in front of like 70 people. And so like after some other like art performance, for example, I have one performance in Navoli di Vatolo, the national theater, that's like on the Fatafafo square, that I block myself in a like little jail, like a 2 meters square cube. And so that like after some of my performance that I started to knowing quite a lot of like people, they are interested in the Hong Kong movement. And so one time that I've been to the Tibet Open House that was funded by the Lin Hao Foundation, and then I was there watching a movie about like a documentary about Dalai Lama and also Fatafafo, the first meet of them like 33 years ago. And so at the moment that I get to know the founder of the Lin Hao Foundation, Yang Meyer, and then so we started to work together because he's been like seeing my solo show in the National Technology Library, and so he started to kind of understanding what I'm doing, and then he can see my curational job, because of course like the curational job is also I was working with the curator, but then I would say I have some kind of also experience to doing that, and eventually we worked together of one show, was called Genocida, Genocida, so it's like genocide in English, and so we collected lots of different artists from Tibet, from Ecuador, from Hong Kong, from like China, and from the UK, like. And also South America, South Africa. So, yeah, so then, like, after that show, like, talk about the international situation of genocide, like, from the very old time to now, he said that, hey, Loretta, you know, I have a space in Letto Classica 10. And, like, they're working here as workshops, and they're working, like, also related to some other like social issue, for example, like climate change. But then, which is also amazing, is that they have this like space in Letto Classica 10. It was a factory for 124 years already, and they tried to preserve it, and because it was a factory, so like a lot of workers, they were like still working here, like. It's just stopped it to run like for like from 6 years ago. So in the middle that they tried to make it for some workshops running, or they tried to also make it as a cafe. So eventually in the pandemic time, in 2020 December, that I started to like brainstorm this idea to have this Hong Kongers cultural and art center, because like my team, they're all artists, and like any kind of artist you can tell, like sculptor, painter, performer, photographers, like everybody. And so we started to think about, hey, maybe we can do a cafe and gallery together, and to bring some Hong Kong style food and drinks, and to let people know that how actually Hong Kong people, they are living, because that's very important for people to understand our culture by really tasting it, by really drinking it, and like really talk to the people. So we don't have like a big group here as Hong Kongers. The whole Czech Republic is around like 30 to 40 people. And so it's, for me, it's kind of like a dream to start a space for, you know, when you have a space to collect people together, that's very important, and it's very different from when you're just saying that, hey, we're Hong Kong people, and then I managed to have a, you know, Facebook page or like a website, and then just trying to do this advocacy work online because that's not, let's say, not intimate enough. And people don't see you as a real person, they still see you as someone from the newspaper. So that's why we started this place and to work on a lot of different kind of events, because we always think that we don't want to exclude ourselves as Hong Kong people. We don't want to, you know, just talk about our culture and just focus on what we want to preserve, all our idea or our value, but we also treasure the universal value as like love, democratics, and human rights. So that's why eventually that we open our arms to all the people, especially right now we have the Ukrainian shelter. We're trying to like write some funding also to support them, and to actually helping a lot of different like events to support like different groups, like big groups, small groups, for example, Taiwanese people, Japanese, Korean, Ecuador, like everywhere you can tell. And some of the groups that they are some small groups from LGBTs and like all different people. We love to, you know, bring different culture to really showcase to not just by arts, but also by communities. So that's what we're doing.
Was it kind of hard to meet these people because so many different languages and different cultures spread around the city, or did they kind of naturally find the space here?
Well, at the beginning, it was so tough. It was really tough actually to build up this community. And we actually just seeing our success, and but like unfortunately that we couldn't sustain it by ourselves, because you know, the rental become higher and the utility become higher, and like, you know, the Linha Foundation, they're brilliant people, they supported us for the one whole year, they didn't ask us for any budget, but you know, eventually because of the war started. And so it's so difficult to actually maintain this big space. And but like, talk about the people. I think our strategy to gather people is to have a good heart, is to you know, is to accept different kind of idea, is to be very creative for us. We try to do things differently. For example, we have this Czech class every Thursday. And this Czech class is very different from the other Czech class, because we are finding out what is the difficulty of people to study Czech. So eventually, we invited like Czech volunteers to be one-on-one, like a verbal, let's say chatting, like only by chatting,
conversation
to make the other like expats, like the expats from everywhere, like they have like American, the UK people, like anywhere that's they are just, they have a lot of knowledge actually of Czech language, but they just don't dare to talk. So that's why eventually we have like A1 speaking and B1 speaking, and so people started to like get used to like speak in Czech, and they are very like confidence later on to, you know, make conversation. So I think it's about that, like how creativity, because like a lot of time people think about learning a language, then you have to pass some exam. Mm. So, but for us, that learning a language is to practice. Mm. So this is some kind of like strategy that we are using and to make people get used to this space and use some creative strategy to gather people, but not just, you know, like think in our boss.
Mm. And you mentioned the Czech community, and obviously this space is in the middle of a residential area.
Yeah.
Has there been much opportunity to connect with the locals? You know, Prague 7 is quite open and progressive, I think. And
Yeah. So I would say the residents, that they are very supportive. Even though like sometimes we have some conflict because of maybe we bring more people in this space because it's supposed to be residency spaces, but then we sometimes have like, let's say, some kind of bigger gathering,
like
some
food festival
or something like that. And sometimes we have some party stuff. And so we are always like kind of having some negotiation, like, hey, like by 10 o'clock, you have to stop everything. And then by what time that's, you know, the refugees, they have to like come back to here, and then not to like make the door always open because of the security situation.
Uh-huh.
For sure that we are always like in a
agreement.
And so about the Prague 7, that's they are really supportive, and like recently we have our like article actually in their magazine, Holbeck.
Yeah, Holbeck.
Yeah. I'm sorry for my pronunciation.
Holbeck.
Yeah, it is amazing that they are supporting, and also recently we have this very massive event. Actually, related. It's everything is in Prague 7 actually. So it's the event was cooperating with Docs, the Contemporary Art Center, with also Book Road, Book Road Prague 2022. It's right now in Holicevice, Vistovice, Holicevice. And it will be now until the 12th of June. And then also we connected with Synopsis and also some other associations, for example, the Václav Havel Library. So, I mean, I think I'm like lucky enough to get to knowing like all this organization who are actually supporting this idea of like the pro-democratic and also the Václav Havel Foundation. I mean, like, it's very interesting. Like, I think the legacy of Václav Havel is interconnected with lots of, even with Docs, that you can see inside Docs, there is like a big poster of Václav Havel. I think to build up this community is not just by our own effort, but also by the whole atmosphere of the Prague 7. And also, like, people were used to, like, culture and arts. And, like, for example, there, like, on this, like, main street, there is the center of Prague 7, and then people get used to go there, and then seeing what kind of event is happening in Prague 7. So I would say we're very lucky enough to be in this community.
Yeah, I think it's really cool, like the connection with, like you said, Václav Havel, these ideas of democracy and liberty, because Hong Kong is, you know, so far away and so foreign to Czech Republic, but there's that kind of almost like spiritual connection.
Yeah, and that's why like our exhibition's theme, and I mean the title of the exhibitions is Truth Prevails. And also this Truth Prevails, like it's talking about the legacies from Václav Havel. So the name is actually Hong Kong Movement After Václav Havel. And actually he was nominated by Bloomberg in 2021, the last December, that saying that Václav Havel shall be the person, the man of the year in Hong Kong. Because it's very interesting.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's very interesting, like connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also by what he was saying, and like all of his quotes was used in the Hong Kong movement, and also by the normalization from the press spring towards the Velvet Revolution, that mm-hmm. this 21 years, how the Czech people they were facing, and right now the Hong Kong people that we are facing inside Hong Kong, and also of us as like exile artists or like exile citizens, that's what we can do in this time, like to be silent, but like how to keep this resilience idea, like how we actually can keep the movement, the momentum of the movement under the regime. And so he gave a lot of insight. It's still working.
Wow.
Yeah. After 33 years.
Yeah, it's really incredible.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that unfortunately Ngo Dai will have to leave this space.
Yes.
What's the future holding for the team?
Yes.
Will there be a temporary setup or hiatus for now?
Yes. Yeah. This is very interesting discussion because we have so fruitful experience here in the NGO, and I really love the idea that we are actually working on a lot of different aspects. We have cafe, and then we have gallery, we have shelter, we have classes. But for the execution, actually, it was exhaust all of my staffs. So, people are collapsing, honestly. Mm. So we need a longer time to think about what is the further, a direction.
Mm-hmm.
So we were thinking about, maybe we shall just do cafe, or maybe we shall just do gallery, or maybe we shall just do classes. So then it will be much more easy, right? But I'm always thinking, I don't want to do easy thing. I don't want to, because of the reality is difficult, and then I'm not going to face it. But why Ngo Dai is so attractive to the community? Because we are actually helping a lot of different people in their start, for artists to start their new works. Because as I maybe mentioned before, that the NGO that we are renting out the space actually for different people with different prices, because it's an NGO and we are not like looking for big money, but we actually want support from people. So for students, that is a lot of time it's kind of like free, or if they have support from school, then they can pay more, or different people have like different offer, like a fair offer. So I would say we need 3 or 4 months to figure out that what support that we want. So that's why we need to plan the budget, like how much budget that we need for classes, what kind of space that we need to sustain, and shall we have a cafe or not? But let's say we will use longer time of period to figure out what kind of plans is the best for our community, because we already have I think over hundreds of people that have been here, and they enjoy the space, and we would like to collect those people together again. Maybe 1 year later that we can have a similar space, and then we can make things in a more efficient way. And so people can enjoy but not feel exhausted. And also in this time of period, that I would actually say that I would like to actually travel more. In the coming time, I'm going to travel to the UK, to Portugal, to Netherlands, to different places how people working on, let's say, the Hong Kong movement, or let's say art and culture about Hong Kong, that how learn something from the others, and make some connection, because we're already a team. of the Hong Kong artists. Maybe later on we will put maybe some Ukrainian artists together or even Tibetan artists. So then we will work as, if we didn't yet have a space, but we will work as an entity to have, like, because we have energy for a curational job. So let's say this is like our future goal. If we later on, if we still don't have a space, then this is maybe, I think it's a very possible way for us to work on.
Wow. And you can always build community even without the space, right?
It's just, yes.
It's the people and the networks and the ideas that build the community.
Yeah.
And you were listening there to an interview between our expat contributor, Kevin Liu, and NGO Day director, Loretta Lau. That is all from Radio Prague International for today. We wish you a lovely weekend.